This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
Nearly two dozen states are in line to impose bans on abortion. Indiana is one of them. Democrats are vastly outnumbered, so they're calling on Hoosiers, red or blue, to fight back. And many young women appear to be leading the charge. WBEZ's Michael Puente reports.
22-year-old Faith McLychek is a recent college graduate. She says she's never participated in a demonstration until earlier this week. Not only did she attend a rally in her hometown of Crown Point following the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade, she organized it.
I was kind of disappointed there wasn't anything really in our area. This is something I'm very passionate about. So I decided to organize it and honestly expected like 10 people to show up. And I don't know how many actually did.
Try nearly 3,000. Demonstrators, mostly young and female, held signs and marched in front of a historic courthouse in a city that leans Republican. They shouted all kinds of slogans to passing motorists.
Women's rights are human rights! Women's rights are human rights! Women's rights are human rights! Women's rights are human rights!
Including some provocative ones.
Pussy power! Pussy power!
All this to fight off the GOP's grip on Indiana, where abortion could be outlawed in just a few weeks. There's already more than 100 state laws restricting reproductive rights, including a new law starting today. The so-called coercion abortion law makes it a felony for anyone to coerce a pregnant woman into having an abortion. Jada Libatina says it's nearly unbearable to live in Indiana.
I don't feel like I want to be here. I don't understand how guns can have more freedom than us women. It's scary.
Even if Indiana is staunchly red, U.S. Representative Frank Mervan, a Democrat who represents this area in Congress, says state Republicans will have to take what women are demanding into consideration.
Here we are in the middle of Crown Point, Indiana, which is pretty much central Indiana, where there are 2,400 people saying that they believe in the woman's right to choose, and I'm going to believe that that will prevail.
Meanwhile, Allie Brown, who serves as a city county councilor in Indianapolis, says banning abortion is about men dictating how women lead their lives. She spoke at a press conference in Northwest Indiana earlier this week.
The Indiana Republicans' national agenda against abortion isn't about the procedure, but more about control over women. They want to regulate when and how a woman approaches her sexual freedoms, decisions that should be private. And you better believe folks like me will be on the front line doing everything we can to stop their insane national agenda.
While the odds are long, Indiana State Representative Carolyn Jackson says if enough people speak up, the move to ban abortion can be stopped. The Democrat from Hammond says she has seen other controversial bills die because of pressure. It happened in 2015 when Indiana Republicans pushed through religious freedom laws and faced considerable backlash, forcing them to amend it. And even earlier this year, with efforts to ban critical race theory from being taught in public schools.
I've known instances where people start contacting the legislator before the bill was to even be heard. When it came time for the hearing, they pulled the bill. So that's what we want. Just pull the bill. Just let it die.
More pro-choice rallies are expected across the state in the coming days and weeks leading up to Indiana special session July 25th. Michael Puente, WBEZ News.